Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Now it's time for sound check. Say now it's time for sound check. Yeah, say ooh. It's all about sound check. Yeah.
From WNYC in New York, this is Sound Check. I'm John Schaefer. The life of a young pop star seems like it should be great, but what you don't realize is just how hard it is to be a teenager and have to make your way in a world full of alleged grown-ups. England's Connor Maynard has learned that having a great voice can bring great problems. There's the heavy burden of expectations and, of course, the hunger. Always the unrelenting hunger.
I turned 15. My friends at school used to ask me to sing, and I never used to actually get any lunch, so it used to get kind of annoying, so I thought maybe I should start recording.
So young Connor, desperately trying to make time to eat his sandwich, accidentally heads down the road to stardom. His first album debuted last year at the top of the charts in the UK. Here in North America, we have Bieber Fever. Over there, they have The Maniacs, hordes of teenage girls who follow Connor Maynard's every move. Well, they can't follow this one because Connor is coming into our studio to play live, and security has been alerted. We'll also preview this week's Gig Alerts, which is a particularly eclectic group this time around. Everything from electronic flutes to alternative rock to acoustic guitar. Just about the only thing we're missing is the classic sound of the Hammond B3 organ. Oh, wait. Since the release of his first album back in 1967, Dr. Lonnie Smith has been a familiar figure seated at, and occasionally venturing beneath, the Hammond B3 organ. The musician and composer started out by playing with artists like George Benson, the guitarist, and the sax player Lou Donaldson. And in his 45-year career, he has become a hero to jazz and jam band fans alike. Dr. Lonnie Smith joins me here in the studio today. Welcome.
How are you doing, John?
Good. Let me first ask you to explain the beneath the organ bit. We all know what you're doing when your hands are on the keyboards. What's going on underneath there?
Oh, the bass.
Those are the pedals, though.
Pedals.
I mean,
pedals.
So why not just play it with your feet the way God intended?
Well you do both. I just do that for a little effect.
That's your Jerry Lee.
They enjoy it.
That's your Jerry Lee Lewis foot on the piano.
Right. I haven't done that in a while.
Now playing the organ, whether you're a church organist or a jazz organist, I mean, it's like a kind of full body workout, isn't it?
It definitely is. That's, I do get my workout.
Yeah. You've referred to the instrument as the 425-pound beast and as the monster. So is it, I mean, is this, obviously you love the organ, but do you wrestle with it too?
Yeah, when you move it, you wrestle with it because you have so many things that you can do with that instrument. And it's, we used to take a piece of furniture around from city to city. Now, it's just like you're carrying your refrigerator or stove around, every club.
Right.
Now, that's what we had to do. And
it's not just the organ. You need the speaker, right?
You need the speaker and the pedal. Everything about it is heavy, even the bench.
Do you use the classic Leslie rotating cabinet speaker?
Yes, 122, right.
Those things are rare as hen's teeth now.
They are, and they cost.
I'm sure.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Just the cabinet.
But for folks who aren't aware, the speaker has a kind of rotating...
Rotary, and the top and the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
One rotates one way and the other rotates the other way.
Right. It's an interesting sound. And speaking of interesting sounds, already I think our listeners can hear the jangling, the clinking of your bracelets there. Do they have a... do they signify something?
Sure they do. The sound, when I hit it... plus, everything I do is rhythmic.
Mm-hmm.
It's some kind of music involved.
Do you keep those on when you're playing?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother. I don't even know it's there, when I'm playing. I'm so into it. I'm lost.
And like Keith Jarrett, you tend to vocalize when you're playing.
I don't mean to do that. It's something. Sometimes I think it's someone else humming, and I look around and there's no one there but me. And then I hear some recordings back. I say, why is that noise? Why am I doing that, you know?
Why do you think you do that?
Well, it comes out and it's from inside. And like, I love to hum. I hear like a chord or something, and I sing along with the chord as I go.
Yeah. We're speaking with Dr. Lonnie Smith. Big year for you. You turned 70. You launched your own record label called Pilgrimage Productions. And the latest record on that label is called The Healer.
Yes.
What does that title refer to?
The Healer is, a lot of people always say, I heal them with the music. Are they coming to be healed? So I say, well, that's a great title.
Let's hear a little bit. This is a track called Dapper Dan from my guest, Dr. Lonnie Smith, from The Healer. Sound, Dr. Lonnie Smith, the Hammond B3 organ, and the song Dapper Dan from his latest record called The Healer. When did you become Dr. Lonnie Smith?
Yesterday. That's been...
Was that the biblical yesterday where a day takes like 35 years or something?
It's been about that long, really. It's been about that long.
It was the mid-70s, right?
Yes.
And why? How did that happen?
The musicians. I was preparing to Dr. Lonnie Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Said he a doctor of the music. Yes. Plus I operate.
And now coming full circle with The Healer, the latest record, which is still very much kind of in the soul jazz. You know, it has that great classic soul jazz sound, which is a style that really, although it got its start in the 50s.
Yeah.
It really became very popular in the 60s. You had the In Crowd, who was that? That was Ramsey Lewis.
Right.
And Herbie Hancock with Cantaloupe Island and stuff like that.
Correct.
And that's about the time that you really came on the scene, right?
Right, because I had been playing with people like Downward Gladys Knight, The Impressions and things, you know, people like that during that time. I had backed them when they would come through town. And so I enjoyed playing it, so I would play those because I enjoyed it. And it seemed to make a good hit with Blue Note, Frank Wolf.
Blue Note Records, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they called me over there, and it was a little different than Jimmy.
Jimmy Smith.
Mm-hmm. So it was perfect.
Speaking of people that you've collaborated with, you played early on with George Benson.
Oh, we started together, right.
And then he played early on with you.
Yes.
and also Lou Donaldson.
Yeah.
That's you on his big hit, Alligator Boogaloo,
that's
right?
That's I just talked with him. You know, we're very close. We're like a family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and George, we're just like a family. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, this is going to go back a few years, 1967, in fact. This is a little bit of Lou Donaldson's Alligator Boogaloo. You'll hear Dr. Lonnie Smith, my guest, on the organ. ¶¶ A little bit of the hit Alligator Boogaloo from 1967 by Lou Donaldson, with my guest, Dr. Lonnie Smith, on the Hammond B3 organ. His latest record is called The Healer. He's with us here on Soundcheck. You didn't start as an organist, right?
Yes.
What'd you begin doing?
Singing.
Mm-hmm. What kind of stuff?
Well, gospel, spiritual music.
In Buffalo?
Yes.
Yeah.
I used to sing also with the Buffalo Gospels. And I thought it was going to be vocals for sure. I had no ideas. So we had later on we had a group called the Supremes.
Not that Supremes.
No, that's before.
An earlier group. Yeah.
And when Dinah came, we had made a record. And when Dinah, I wish I could find it. When Dinah came out, it made a hit.
Mm-hmm.
We had a disc jockey managing us called, his name was Lucky Pierre in Buffalo. We used to do sock hops.
Mm-hmm.
Sock hops. And you know a fellow by the name of Fabian?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was kind of, he was all that back in
the late
50s,
right? They wanted another Frankie Avalon during that time. So we used to do sock hops all around. He was unknown then.
Like a tiger.
So you started as a singer. You know, it's funny, these days, if you had a band called The Supremes and then Diana Ross and her Supremes came along and had a hit record, there would have been lawsuits flying. And not that I'm trying to put any ideas in your head, but a very different time back then.
I'm late, huh?
So how did you, I mean, the universe didn't just, like, drop a Hammond B3 in your lap.
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did. Mr. Art Cabrera, that's my angel. I consider him as my angel. I used to go sit in the music store every day to closing time.
Uh-huh. And Art was the guy in the music store?
Yeah, he had to own the music store. And so I would go and sit, just like you and I said, every day to closing time. So one day he says, son, could I ask you a question? I said, yes, sir. He says, why do you come in here every day and sit to closing time? I said, sir, if I had an instrument, I could work. If I could work, I could make a living. One day I was just sitting in there to closing time. He closed, locked the place up and took me in the back where he had a house. And when he opened the door, my eyes saw that B3. Now, I don't know anything about no B3. So I saw it. The reason, see, because my brothers played bass, drums, and guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the vocalist. So there was no keyboard.
Right.
So I went in there, and I got behind. I just said, he says, if you can get this out of here, it's yours.
Wow.
And they cost thousands of dollars then. And I put it on the back of a pickup truck in the snow, and I was hovering around it and hugged it all the way to the house. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to turn it on. I saw all these stops. I didn't know what was going on, you know.
So what did you taught yourself?
Oh, yeah. And I got a friend of mine. I called him. This is funny, John. So I called him. He said, sure, I'll be over. Came over, he saw it, he was so happy, he jumped on the organ. This works this works that, this works that. And he starts playing. I'm still wondering how you work this thing, you know. And he's just enjoying himself. Then he said, well, I got to go. His name was Joe Madison. He left. Now, I still don't know. I couldn't get but one sound out of the organ.
Mm-hmm.
All these drawbars and...
So the drawbar, I mean, they're like the stops on a church organ, which
that's
affects
what they
the
are.
Sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
that's a church organ. Mm-hmm.
So the expression, pulling out all the stops.
All the stops, right.
Dr. Lonnie Smith is my guest on Soundcheck. His latest record is called The Healer, and we're looking back at a 45-year or so career, which has spanned a lot of collaborations, a lot of, you know, different genres. I mean, soul jazz is just one of the things that you've done. You talked about how you liked pop music, you know, early on.
Yeah.
And you've continued to come back to that at various points in your career.
I love it. I love it.
So there were the tribute records to Jimi Hendrix.
Right.
Then the tribute record to Beck.
Ah.
Called Boogaloo to Beck. Yeah. How did that come about?
A friend of mine called me, the guitarist, he says, that they wanted me to do this. And
did you know Beck's songs? Had you heard?
I hadn't heard nothing, anything. Not one song. So this is what I would do. I'd say, play it. Okay, take it off. And I'd play it. That's what I would do with Jimi Hendrix. Play it. Let me hear. Okay, take it off.
Right.
And one day I was doing a show interview, and the guy says to me, he says, how long have you known Beck? I said, oh, I've known Beck quite some time. We used to play together back in the day, but, you know, I'm talking about Joe Beck and all of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just really saying, oh, we had a lot of fun, and it wasn't the same Beck. So what happened, he says, what does he play? And I couldn't answer. He said, you don't know. I said, no, I don't. So they had to tell me what, you know.
What instrument Beck plays.
Yeah.
Which you could say is the microphone or the turntable or any number of things. But let's hear a little bit of your version of his hit 1993 song, Loser. This is from Lonnie Smith's record, From Boogaloo to Beck, and featuring the late David Fathead Newman. Here's a little bit of Loser. A version of Loser, Beck's hit song from 1993, from the 2003 record by my guest, Dr. Lonnie Smith, called From Boogaloo to Beck, and featuring the late David Fathead Newman on sax. Have you heard about Beck's latest project?
No.
His latest album, it's a collection of songs that exist as sheet music. So if you want to hear the songs, you got to play them. Now, do you read music? Do you write music?
No.
So completely?
I compose, but I don't read.
And so how do you do that? Do you have a way of kind of notating things?
No, I just listen. Keep the ears open.
And do you always compose at the organ? Is it kind of specific?
Well, sometimes I hear something, you know, like you'd be sitting down or you might be laying down. And you hear something, you have to get up because it's going to wear a hole in your brain because you have to respond. And sometimes I'll say, well, I'll remember it. I'll get up tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. It's gone.
You do always look so happy when you're playing, when you're playing the organ. What's going through your head? It can't be other tunes at that point when you're deep in the music.
Well, what's happening when I play, it's transcendent. I'm hearing two or three things at once. Plus I'm listening to the guys, the fellas playing, and they're feeding me, and I hear something, and then I say, I'll play this. I say, no, I'm gonna play this. I hear something. Before that change get there, I'm hearing it. So I'm hearing it before I'm doing it. It's like, it's wonderful. Sometime it can be great, sometime it can not be so great, you know, but you take a chance and enjoy the music while it's there. I just enjoy it while it's there. So I'm getting the same feeling that the people is getting at that moment. Instead of practicing running over a solo or something.
Right. And who is that? I mean, when you look out at the audience, who are you seeing? Because it strikes me that, you know, for a veteran jazz organist like yourself, you have a pretty young audience, it seems.
Yeah. A young audience and old audience. It's elder, I say, but it's a beautiful thing to see that.
Well, you know, there's something to be said for the digital age and the, you know, the kids with iPods that are loaded not just with pop music, but with all kinds of stuff that they get.
All kinds of things. Yes, that's the great thing about, you know, when you can play and you sustain all those years, that's a blessing.
Yep.
That's a blessing.
It has been a long career. Dr. Lonnie Smith, though, still going strong. His latest record is called The Healer. It is out now on his own Pilgrimage Productions label. And he's been my guest on Soundcheck. Lonnie, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming by.
You're welcome. I enjoy it very much.
This is Soundcheck. Coming up, a look at four great artists playing gigs this week in the city. They're this week's Gig Alerts. And later, British pop sensation Connor Maynard joins us with an acoustic set in the Soundcheck studio. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. It's Monday, and that means we've got a whole week of live music options ahead of us. Every day on soundcheck.org, we let you know about an upcoming gig in New York that we think you'll want to check out. And just in case you don't want to take our word for it, we also post a free downloadable MP3 from that artist so you can give it a listen and see what you think. Here are the folks we picked this week. Remember, you can download all of these songs by going to soundcheck.org and clicking on Gig Alerts. First, we have Flutronics, a Brooklyn-based flute duo, but they probably don't sound like any flute duo you've heard before. With their blend of electronic and acoustic sounds, the group played at this year's CMJ Music Marathon and is currently working on a collaboration with the musician and composer Dan Deacon. That's the duo Flutronics with their piece Brown Squares. They're playing at Culture Project tomorrow night. On Wednesday at BAM, you can catch a tribute concert to the singer Nico. The German singer died in 1988, but she's still remembered for her work with the Velvet Underground and Andy Warhol.
Into numberless reflections rises a smile from your eyes. Frozen borderline, frozen warnings close to mine.
That's a bit of the song Frozen Warnings by the late German singer Nico and her longtime collaborator, John Cale. On Wednesday, Cale will curate a tribute show to Nico that'll feature, among others, the Magnetic Fields and Kim Gordon from Sonic Youth. And you can find a John Cale original song called I Wanna Talk to You, available for free download on our Gig Alerts page. On Thursday, the New York electronic duo Ms. Mister, spelled M-S-M-R, plays at Mercury Lounge. The group first released songs off their debut LP on Tumblr, and since then have been called potentially the first superstars of chillwave by London's The Guardian. That's a remix of the Ms. Mister track Dark Doo-Wop by the Australian artist Chet Faker. Again, Ms. Mister plays Mercury Lounge on Thursday. And last but not least, Jen Grant. This Canadian artist started playing music at an early age, but her career was nearly derailed by stage fright. However, since returning to music in 2005, she's been making up for lost time. She recently released her fourth album called The Beautiful Wild, and was nominated for a Juno Award, that's Canada's version of the Grammys, last year.
Are you ships and magazines? Seem like make-believe to me. You won't find me in the line, trying to get somewhere to be. We were carrying on. Oh, we used to be so strong.
That's Jen Grant with The Fighter. Grant plays at Le Poisson Rouge on Friday night. Remember, you can download this song and all of tonight's Gig Alerts and hundreds of other MP3s for free. Just click on Gig Alerts at soundcheck.org. And speaking of live performances, still to come, the rising British pop star Connor Maynard. He'll kick things off with a song by another buzzed-about young artist, Frank Ocean. That's next on Soundcheck.
Let me break it up. All the pressure that you got, let me take it off. I swear, we're gonna make it out. Put your hands in the air, don't stop. I'll knock it down like you carry. We're kitchen in like Rihanna. Come on, my one queen.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Meet Connor Maynard. He's 20, he's British, and his debut album, Contrast, debuted at the top of the UK charts last year. But if you're a teenager or have one at home, there's a good chance you're already well acquainted with the pop star, who boasts over a million Twitter followers and whose YouTube channel has more than 60 million views. In a minute, we'll get to know Connor Maynard a bit better. But first, let's hear him perform. He's here with a kind of unplugged band to do a version of his song Pictures live on Soundcheck. Due to rights issues, we're unable to podcast today's in-studio session.
Boo!
But you can stream the performance and interview on our website, soundcheck.org.
Yay!
Find lots more yay at soundcheck.org.
She's got my engine started. This happens every time. I see a pretty girl and I wanna make her mine. This is my rocket to the sky. I want them. Should I go for them? I'm like you, stare. I think we got a problem.
Girls, girls, girls,
girls, girls, girls, I just can't say no.
We're going to end the show with a song from a new album that comes out tomorrow, but first let me tell you what's happening on Soundcheck tomorrow. Join us online at 2 p.m. Eastern to watch a live video webcast from the green space of a performance by Jose James. The singer is known for blending hip-hop, jazz, and R&B, and before he releases his new album, No Beginning, No End, you can watch him in our studio, the Green Space Studio, downstairs at street level, 2 p.m., tomorrow on soundcheck.org. Then on the air at 9, George Saunders with his latest short story collection, 10th of December, earning rave reviews. The acclaimed writer joins us to talk about his book and his favorite music. Plus, our regular guest, The Copycat, returns to explain the legal strategy behind a strange new Bob Dylan release called, and this is no joke, The Copyright Extension Collection, Volume 1. And the indie pop band Ra Ra Riot performs songs from their new album, Beta Love, in our studio. Now, as promised, here's a brand new track from Yola Tengo. The Hoboken Band's new album is called Fade. It'll come out tomorrow. Here is the opening track called Om. Sometimes the the song Om, that's O-H-M, from Yola Tengo. Their new album is called Fade, and it comes out tomorrow. Join us again tomorrow at 9. Until then, check out our podcasts, videos, my blog, and lots more online at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.